You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is February 2nd, 2022. It's Groundhog Day in a lot of the country, Marmot Day here in Alaska, and joined online by Pete Boyd, a National Weather Service meteorologist. Hi, Pete.
Good morning. Hello.
Happy Marmot Day or Groundhog Day to you. And feels like lots more weeks of winter in this area.
Definitely some more weeks of active weather, especially for lots of areas of southeast Alaska. We've got snow, we've got rain, we've got possibility of freezing rain, we've got winds moving through. Very active through at least the next week.
This is a pretty substantial storm that rolled through yesterday into today.
That's correct. It's actually one of the first we're going to be seeing. We've had reports down in the Petersburg area everywhere from 2 to 9 inches of snow reported so far through 10 a.m. this morning. So a lot of highly variable. We expect it to start to change over to rain through the morning, and we've already started getting some reports of that happening as well.
And as that happens, I imagine it's going to be pretty slick out there.
Very slick out there. There is still possibility of a little mix of freezing drizzle, of freezing rain as we move through, but we're also going to start not only changing over to rain, but getting to more heavy rain as we move into the end of the week and into the weekend.
So you said first of many, there's more storms coming our way?
That's correct. This is the first system that's tracking over the panhandle. We've already started to see some snow and rainfall rates diminishing through the morning, and then we've got another one just moving in right overnight into Thursday, into Thursday night, and then another one possibly into Saturday. So very active weather pattern for southeast Alaska.
But at least for this area, Weather Service is forecasting rain and not snow for those subsequent ones, right?
At this point, correct. We might see additional snow through this evening into tonight as the system moves through, but we do have pretty good confidence that temperatures are going to warm up enough, especially for the southern panhandle, for everything to switch over to rain, getting highs into the upper 30s to low 40s and lows in the mid to upper 30s as we move through the week.
Okay. Maybe we could take a look back at temperatures and precipitation for the month of January 2022. What did it look like around here?
Well, it was the numbers themselves for temperatures, maximum, average minimum were pretty close to normal. Average maximum was 34.1 degrees Fahrenheit. Normal is 34.6. Minimum temperature average was 25.3. The normal is 27.2. That was mainly due to some cold outbreak we had. The lowest temperature for the month was 0 degrees Fahrenheit, and those occurred on the 6th and the 7th. But we also had multiple days of high temperatures of 45 degrees Fahrenheit. The records for January was 63. That was set back in 2018 on the 14th, and the record low was negative 19. That was set on the 30th back in 1947. So definitely some cold weather, but nowhere near the records. For precipitation for the month, we had a total of 17.3 and with a normal of 11.39, so a very wet season for January, with the highest one-day total of 1.86 inches, and that occurred on the 21st. Snowfall, this was definitely a big hit. We had a total of 29.4 inches. The normal is 20.7 inches. The highest occurred with one day on the 1st were the Petersburg Co-op reported 17.5 inches. So that was just enough to push it upwards of getting it well above the normal. The record snowfall we've had so far was on 18 inches. And that was set on January 18th back in 1971.
Do you have any information on long-term outlook for this area?
The Climate Prediction Center for February is still looking at a good tilt for below normal temperatures, but not seeing a real significant signal regarding precipitation. The three-month outlook, including February, March, and April, once again, still a strong tilt toward below number temperatures, but also looking to be likely below normal precipitation.
All right. Anything else to know for this week?
At this point, we expect continued rain throughout the season, but always keep up with your local forecast at weather.gov/Juneau.